the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين Inshallah, you'll have a series on the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the previous session, we started reflecting on the verses from Surah A'raf.
يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He asked them to stop doing ugly actions. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. He says, eat good things. You can eat from vegetables, from fruits. You can eat from certain animals. But don't eat, for example, blood or urine or, for example, meat of pig, the things which are not pleasant. And finally, وَيَّذَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. He has come to free and liberate them. People over centuries were burdened, were put under great pressure by the tyrants, by the false gods and lords, asking their entire submission to them. The Prophet has come to liberate them and say that no one deserves your devotion and obedience other than your Creator. And this gives us maximum freedom. Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who believe in him, they accept him as a messenger of God. وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ, they defend him and help him and follow the light which is sent down with him, which is the Quran. So, الذين آمنوا به, they believe in him, وعزروه, they defend him, protect him, ونصروه, they support him, help him, واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه, they follow the light which has been sent down with him, which I will explain inshallah. أولئك هم المفلحون. These are the people who would have happiness, prosperity, and they would reach what all the good people were hoping to reach. This is what is the great achievement that all the good people wanted to achieve. By believing in him and helping him and following the light which is sent down with him. This light is Quran, and it's mentioned in several other verses of the Quran that Quran is light. But ulama here have some discussion about why Allah has said الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ, not أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ or أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ. They follow the light which is sent down with him. You expect to be said to him, not with him, because sent down, the Prophet was not sent down. So there are different views, but the major views are two. One is what Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi says, and he says that in several places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about divine books and the prophets to whom these books were given, he uses ma'ah, For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلَ مَعَهُمْ الْكِتَابَ. It is correct to say أَنزَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, but Allah says أَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ. It means that the book is sent down and the book is with them. Or لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So, النور الذي أنزل معه, Allah says this ma'a is hal for the pronoun which is replacing the subject of unzila. An-nur alladhi unzila, and that light which is sent down is with the Prophet. Like the book which is unzila, or the mizan which is unzila, with the Prophets. So, this is one way of interpreting this. And there is something similar to this said in Tafsir al-Namuna, which says that because Risala, the message, comes from Allah, then this is why Ma'a is used. But the major second view is to say that there is a kind of unity between every prophet and the message that he is given. The prophet is not like someone who has no clue about the message, and they give him a message and say, you know, you go and deliver this message. So he himself has to learn this message and then deliver it to people. Like you give me a message for someone. He says, you know, please, when you meet him, tell him this. So this message is external. This message has nothing to do with me. I have first to learn the message and then convey your message to someone else. This is not the case about the prophets. There is a close relation between every prophet and the book and the message that he was given. Torah and Prophet Musa are very closely related. Injil and Prophet Isa were very closely related. And this is why I always say, you cannot expect Musa alayhi salam to receive Injil, or Isa alayhi salam to receive Quran. Every prophet is given a message which is proportionate to his level and the level of his ummah. And you cannot change these things, you know, arbitrarily. Say, okay, we bring a prophet from 1,000 years ago and we give him the message which was given 1,000 years later. This doesn't make sense. There is a unity, not unity in existential sense, I mean close relation, between every prophet and the book or the message he was given. And this is why Allah says, وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمْ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. This light, which is Quran, has not come to a person who is dark. It's not that the Prophet was in darkness. Allah gave him a light and said, okay, first enlighten yourself and then enlighten other people. The Prophet himself is Siraj Munir. He himself is light and he is given light. And the light of the Prophet and the light of the Quran are very similar. I'm not saying identical, but they are very closely related. And this is why in Surah Talaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have sent down dhikran rasulan yatlu alaykum ayatullah mubayyinat. He has sent down dhikr and he has sent down rasul. Some people say we should say there is and here, which is meant but not mentioned. Zikran wa rasulan. And I say, even if we accept this, to say that this zikr is Quran and rasul is the Prophet, it still doesn't solve your problem. Because how can you say we send down Quran and the Prophet? You have to accept that there is a way that Quran and the Prophet are united, and sending one of them is like sending the other. Especially according to some hadith from Ahlul Bayt, Zikr is Rasulullah himself. And Imam Raza alayhi salam said, Zikr is Rasulullah, and we are Ahlul Zikr. And when Allah says, Fas'alu Ahlul Zikr, in kuntum la ta'lamun, means Fas'alu Ahlul Bayt in the first place. So there is a close relation between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran. But you can also follow other views. There is no need to accept what I say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.